Good Thursday morning, beloved. What a privilege it is to be able to share this morning together with you in God's Word. Today, we're in Psalm 134. And today's reading is a short psalm that calls upon worshipers to come and praise the Lord. And God's saving words for us this week are praise and thanksgiving. So let's begin reading Psalm 134, all three verses of them, beginning at verse 1. Come, praise the Lord, all His servants, all who serve in His temple at night. Raise your hands in prayer in the temple and praise the Lord. May the Lord who made heaven and earth bless you from Zion. And today's key verse is Psalm 134, verse 3, where the psalmist writes, May the Lord, who made heaven and earth, bless you from Zion. You know, it's obvious when you see all these blessings, it's in the Latin, that's where we get the word benediction from. And this collection of psalms that we've been reading, Psalm 120 through 134, they're known as the Songs of Ascents. These are, well, we call them psalms, but they were actually songs that were sung by pilgrims who were journeying up. That's why they're called Songs of Ascents. Ascents, A-S-C-E-N-T-S, Ascents, because they were sung by pilgrims journeying up to Jerusalem for one of the major festivals. And I remember that there were several festivals that required a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. One of those festivals was Tabernacles. And we believe that Tabernacles was the occasion of the birth of Christ. And so you would have a lot of people traveling, being displaced as they're traveling to Jerusalem to worship there. And then, of course, one of the other major festivals is the Feast of Passover. And so that's why there were so many people in Jerusalem when Jesus was being crucified and judged for our sins. So, these major festivals required a pilgrimage to Jerusalem, and these were the songs that the pilgrims would be singing as they were on their way. Shouldn't we be singing as we are on our way to meet with our Heavenly Father every day? The Word says He's put a song in my heart, and I pray that God would give each of us a song in our hearts today that will just lift up our hearts and our spirits as we go on in our journey with the Lord. Let's pray. Lord God, Creator of heaven and earth, I thank You and praise You for Your many blessings. And we praise You especially for Your watch care during these turbulent times. And we pray for our country, we pray for our president, and those that are in places of authority, and ask that You will guide them and direct them, give them godly wisdom to make the right choices in these difficult times. All these things we pray in Your holy name. Amen. And of course, that brings our time together to an end. Join me tomorrow, Friday, as we are going to be in Psalm 135, which is a hymn in praise of God's goodness. But until then, my prayer for you is that God will richly bless you and all that you have in Jesus' name. Amen.